And if I don't have my own decks?
Come down to Virgin Megastore and we'll hook you up. Upload the set to the Nokia website, www.nokia.com.eg/mix. Get your friends to vote. Get into the final set of DJs from which DJ Ali and Fila will handpick a winner who gets to go with a friend to Ibiza. Nokia Express Music.
Music connects us. Press play.
Nokia, connecting people.
مسابقة جديدة من نوعها؟ هنقول لك حاجة عن التفكير تريحك. في مسابقة مرتبك في مكالمتك، اتصل من أي خط أرضي على 09126 أو من أي محمول على 1776. مسابقتنا من غير صح لكن بتجميع أكبر عدد نقط، والجايزة مرتب شهري 1000 جنيه لمدة سنتين.
مرتب شهري 1000 جنيه لمدة سنتين.
ومسابقتنا شهرية، يعني كل شهر معانا فايز. اتصل من أي خط أرضي على 09126 أو من أي محمول على 1776.
Yeah, boss. Who is this David Vendetta guy anyway?
Well, he might be French, but to put it simply, he's made us an offer we can't refuse. He's offered us a brand new show. He's offered us the Cosa Nostra of David Vendetta.
Nile FM.
Hello, this is David Vendetta. Join me for a brand new show every Thursday, 1 a.m. on Kerouac number one station, Nile FM.
The Cosa Nostra of David Vendetta. Every Thursday night at 1 a.m. Exclusively on Cairo's number one for dance, 104.2 Nile FM. The Cosa Nostra of David Vendetta. An offer you can't refuse.
Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air. Before I wake, it's 'cause you took my breath away. Losing you was like living in a world with no air. Oh,
I'm here alone, didn't want to leave. My heart will move, it's incomplete. It's just there was the way that I can make you understand.
Can't live, can't breathe with no air. How I feel when
tell me how you gon' be without me.
If you ain't here, I just can't breathe. There's no air, no air.
After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
It is time to kick off hour number two. We're going to continue with our breakup relationship topic. Also, music on the way from Lenny Kravitz, Keisha Cole, and your request at 6163. Here's Teddy Pendergrass, Love TKO.
Let it go. Cairo's number one hit music station, Nile FM. Plays next. Nile FM.
For the first time in Egypt and the Arab League, the Superstar Line featuring Michael Jackson. Download Michael Jackson's full track songs in true tones on your mobile phone. Call 09000205 from any landline. The Superstar Line brings to you the best of Michael. For all you fans out there, call 09000205.
Aywa, mean? ماكدونالدز يا فندم.
مين؟
ماكدونالدز حضرتك.
ازاي يعني؟ ده انا لسه طلباها حالا.
ايوه يا فندم انا عارف.
مش ممكن، مش ممكن تكون لحقت.
والله انا ماكدونالدز.
طب اديني امار.
ميلك شيك فراوله.
يا سلام، ما دي سهله دي
يا ستي. والله العظيم انا ماكدونالدز.
ماك دليفري 1391 اسرع دليفري في مصر و24 ساعه.
Take a musical journey around the world with the Putumayo World Music Hour on Nile FM. It's your chance to experience the many musical flavors from around the world.
On the next Putumayo World Music Hour,
we'll hear from some famous fathers and their musical offspring, Bob and Damian Marley, Zhao and Bebel Gilberto, and more.
There could never be a father love his daughter more than I.
So make sure you join Dan Storper and Rosalie Howard for the world-renowned Putumayo World Music Hour on Fridays between 5 and 6 p.m. exclusively on Nile FM.
You're listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
You are listening to After Dark. I'm Aaron. In studio with me, Marwa Raka. And you, stop it!
I'm stopping it.
I have. You know what? Every time you, from now on, you can introduce yourself.
No, I love the way you introduce me. Go ahead.
I'm trying, girl. Okay. I really am. One of these days, I'm going to shock you and come in and have a whole 2-minute conversation with you. 2 minutes. Notice how I put 2 minutes on it. You are listening to After Dark. Want to thank everyone for joining us this evening. Thank you for all of the SMS messages as well. 6163, or you can email us afterdark@nowradioproduction.com. Marwa also has a website. It's marwaraka.com. You can get in touch with her there if you have questions or concerns about relationships or things going on in your life. And we talk off the air, and she's very insightful. But we're talking about breakups tonight because I think...
That was below the belt, Aaron.
What was that?
That was below the belt.
You are insightful.
Okay.
We talk... What? That wasn't meant to be rude.
I know, but I... Okay, go on.
I think you're very insightful, and I love listening to you when you give advice because you say a lot of things that I think in my head about certain situations, and that's the truth. I'm not being mean. I'm not lying
okay.
either. I don't
all
lie.
Right.
We are talking about breakups because everyone has been through, mostly everyone that's been in a relationship has also been through what happens when a relationship doesn't work. And I'd have to say it's one of the most painful things that I have been through in my life as far as emotional pain goes.
Yeah, and that's what hurts the most. You can't just reach out in there and make it better. You just can't reach it.
No, it's definitely not something you just snap your fingers and fix.
Yeah. And we were playing Fact or Fiction. Aaron, ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, so one of the worst part of breakup is loneliness. So it's okay to call your ex when you're feeling lonely or sad.
That's the worst thing you can do. And I'll tell you why. When I first split up with my ex about 3.5 years ago, my best friend actually took my cell phone from me so I would not call him. She was like, stop it. Stop calling
him. Exactly. You need to find another support group, friends, a new hobby, outings. What's going to happen if you call him?
He's going to, first of all, tell you to stop calling him, and he's not going to want to hear it. And then it's going to get to the point where he's going to see your number on caller ID, and he's going to be like, she's crazy, or he's crazy, he keeps calling me, stop
so
it.
So you end up with a broken heart and a bruised ego.
Not only that, but then you might end up getting a restraining order on top of it.
All right. Many breakups don't have a specific cause.
True.
Very true. Sometimes it just happens.
It just happens. Sometimes you change and that person changes and you just don't fit together like you used
exactly.
to.
Exactly. You grew up differently. You grew up in different directions. And this happens in a lot of marriages. You just grow differently and then it's time to say goodbye. All right. Harden your heart to avoid more pain and disappointment. Repeat it and say, I'll never, ever fall in love again.
That's false. You can't do that. You know, we just had a discussion, and I said, of all the things I've been through, I still, and everyone who listens to my After Dark shows knows what a sappy love person I am. And you know what? If you close your heart up, then you're never going to find your soulmate or that one person that you are meant to be with.
Yeah. And from a physical perspective, and this is very interesting, when you harden your heart, it makes you less attractive. and it makes you a less loving person, and it shows and reflects on your posture, your figure, your eyes, your smile, everything. You look dreadful when you harden your heart. All right. Don't spend the rest of your life trying to stay numb. It's really not worth it.
True.
Very true. If you've loved deeply once and you got hurt, then you can never do it again.
That's definitely false. That's definitely false.
I love the smile on your face.
Because I love love. I'm, you know, Safi that hosts the afternoon drive, the Levi's show, he calls me his love bug. Because I sit, you know, when I'm preparing for the show, I sit back there and I, you know, play my sappy music and sing along and stuff like that. And he's just like, whatever, love bug.
Love bug. I'm going to call you that.
Everyone calls me love bug.
So if you take the time to heal, you'll come out of a relationship even more able to love than you were when you first entered it. Keep your heart healthy and open. All right. Self-talk works. So give yourself a push by saying, you're pathetic. Or get over it, loser. She left you.
I wouldn't use those exact words, like, I'm a loser. No, but... a daily affirmation for your well-being is not a bad thing. To look in the mirror and say, you know what, I'm a good person. This happened for whatever reason. I couldn't control it. You know, not to call yourself a loser.
Very true. And it's enough that you are going through the pain of a breakup. You don't need to lock yourself up in self-hate.
Exactly.
All right. Throwing away postcards, gifts, and reminders of your ex is being unfaithful to the love you had.
No.
Get rid of them.
Get rid of them.
Immediately.
That's one of the first things I did. I'm like, photo album. Oh, look. In the garbage you go. And it even helps sometimes to draw mustaches on them or...
Yeah. A little voodoo.
A little voodoo before you toss it in the trash.
And out of sight, out of mind.
True.
All right. To ensure you increase your chances of finding someone you love for life, learn from your past relationships.
Yes and no. I mean, there's good and bad things from every relationship. I would say that from the relationships I've been in, I have learned things not to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned things to do. So it's kind of a 50-50.
Yeah. And I think you've learned more about yourself and your expectations
there
and
you
what
go.
You're looking for.
Exactly.
More realistic expectations.
Exactly. And you're right. And a lot of times people are unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this. I think the older you get, the more you realize exactly what makes you happy in your significant other and the things that, you know, are more important than... You know, what to me, I used to be very material. I will admit it. I was a material girl. It's a material world. But the older
I don't believe that, Aaron.
You don't believe that?
No, I don't believe that.
Yeah.
Ever since I met you, you've been talking about how materialistic people end up having nothing and it's so fake and it's all about being seen and heard and what have you. And
I used to be that girl. When I was about 18 to about 21.
Oh, okay. Then you got, 18 to 21.
Exactly.
And then what happened?
I realized that it's not the clothes and the car that make a man. It's his demeanor. It's everything about him. And that's a life lesson I had to learn. And it came in a rough way. It was a big breakup thing. And I'm like, all right, you know.
You were saying a cute thing about a man with diapers.
Oh, it's the truth, though. It's the truth. When you're in your early 20s, I have found just as myself, I was at that point in my life, I was more interested in a type of car that a man drives or the type of clothes he wears. The older you get, you start thinking about who's going to be hot holding a diaper bag or changing diapers or who's going to be cute, you know what I mean, holding the baby when you're... shopping, you know what I mean? Your priorities change. You
don't. That is very mature.
It is. It's the truth, though.
All right, so now we're about to move on into the dealing with the feelings that come with a breakup. And I found a very nice quote.
We do have time for a quick quote.
Okay. You don't drown by falling into water. You drown by staying there. Nice one.
It is very nice. All right. On the other side, we will talk about dealing with the feelings from a breakup.
Yep.
All right. More love breakup talk is coming up. We're going to get back into the tunes. I actually had a request for this one tonight. Are you a fan of Lenny Kravitz?
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz put out a variety of good hits in the late 90s. It's I Belong to You. It's going out to one of our listeners tonight right here on Kairos number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
4.2 Nile FM.
I love you. sudden coming on. I only know that when I'm in it, it isn't silly. Love isn't silly. Love isn't silly at all.
بسرعة قدامك 60 ثانية تكسب عربية في مسابقة صيف 2008. تليفونك فين؟ دور عليه. اتصل من اي خط ارضي على 093821 او من اي محمول 1721 تكسب عربية ب 60000 جنيه. اتصل من اي خط ارضي على 093821 او من اي محمول 1721. معانا هتقضي احلى الاوقات وهتكسب احلى العربيات. عيش معانا احلى دنيا، هتكسب عربية 2008.
Nokia Express Music presents Nokia's DJ of the Year competition. Express your talent, press play, and mix your own 20-minute set.
Where?
At home.
And if I don't have my own decks?
Come down to Virgin Megastore and we'll hook you up. Upload the set to the Nokia website, www.nokia.com.eg/mix. Get your friends to vote. Get into the final set of DJs from which DJ Ali and Fila will handpick a winner who gets to go with a friend to Ibiza. Nokia Express Music.
Music connects us. Press play.
Nokia, connecting people. Miss Heather.
What have you got?
Well, Lieutenant Liu, it looks like we got ourselves a sleeper.
Interesting.
Yes, I ran the results through the lab, and they confirmed that he was dreaming about Supermarket Sweep.
Then let's wake him up. What about her?
She was arguing with her boyfriend about who's smarter in Battle of the Sexes.
And him?
He thinks he's Mr. Know-It-All, when he figured out who the celebrity was on Look Who's Talking.
Ms. Heba, I think we're seeing a pattern here. Looks like we might need to bring out the capital question. But for now, a word of advice to all Cairo residents. Don't leave town.
Lou and Heba. Every weekday morning from 8 on the Mobinil Wake Up Call, only on Cairo's number one, 104.2 Nile FM. The After Dark on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2. It is your Nile FM. I'm Erin, and in the studio with me, Marwa Raja. And,
good.
Yes. Yeah.
You're getting applause. Everybody is saying you're getting better at this.
I'm trying. we're talking about breakups tonight because it's something that I think most people have gone through. Anyone who's been in a relationship or even having a crush and having it not work out is pretty devastating. So we did the quiz about things that... Just about breakups.
Yeah, fact or fiction.
Right, now we need to deal with the feelings that come with a breakup, and I'm just going to let you go.
Okay.
I'm not going to interject. Do your thing.
All right, so when we talk about feelings, we have pain, anger, grief, we've got delusions, we've got hurt, we've got the feeling of inadequacy, we've got loneliness, and we have a little tip on how to move on. So let's start with the pain and anger and grief. It is okay to cry. It is okay to feel sad and hurt when someone leaves you. So give yourself a week where you can feel down and devastated and sad and crying and sulking and so on. But the thing is, the pain will not just go away. Pain would leave you little by little, day by day or week by week and then month by month. One day you'll just wake up and realize that you're having more good days than bad days. And this is how you know that your heart is healing.
True, true.
Erin is smiling at me. So if you're having anger or grief, now in the beginning of the show, I confessed that my book was my therapy. I was healing. And I wrote all the angry letters and grief and I just said it all. You know, I held nothing back, everything. So I would encourage you to write a letter. Say everything. First of all, when you're writing the letter, know that you're not going to send it to anybody. So you can be very honest and very truthful and explore everything. What you're angry about, what's making you sad, what do you fear this breakup means, what part of your breakup is hurting more, why are you always going to love or appreciate your ex? Just write everything in the letter. Write it as if you're writing it to someone who really cares about how you feel. Just spill it out, all of it. Then we have the second problem, which is delusions. And this is a part that we all get stuck into. We always say he or she are going to miss me and eventually will come back. And that's a trap. No, that's not going to happen. Instead of thinking of your ex coming back on hands and knees, just remember that you want to move forward. What do you think of that, Erin?
They call them exes for a reason.
I love you. Yeah, they are exes for a reason. So accept your single status and understand that getting over your ex is virtually impossible if you keep fantasizing about getting back together. It's very important to learn how to be happy again as a single person before you start dating. And being single is not that bad. There are a lot of fun things that you can do when you're single. You can enjoy your life. You can enjoy your freedom. You can enjoy your space. You can enjoy so many things. It's not bad. It's not a stigma. And then hurt. All right, you're hurt. Whether it's your heart that's hurting or your pride that's hurting or unfulfilled dreams that are hurting, whatever the pain is coming from, you need to get a piece of paper now and take 10 minutes. And write down all the reasons that would make you not miss your partner. All the annoying things that they used to do. Everything that you could have changed. Yes, Erin?
Leaving the toilet seat up. Leaving your dirty socks on my floor. chewing with your mouth open. See, here we go. That's the way to go. These are all things I think about.
So just write them all down. All the things that you could change about your partner had you had the chance. So all the bad things, things that you didn't like, things that he did or she did to hurt you, things that you want to erase and delete. Just try to think of at least 5 big incidents where you knew it wasn't working, because there are signs. We just choose to not look at them. So that's the hurt part. The coming one is tough, because usually when a breakup happens, you feel inadequate. And especially if the breakup is a divorce, you begin feeling unworthy. Unworthy of love, unworthy of being in a relationship. You just feel unworthy. So I want you again to get a sheet of paper and for 10 minutes begin writing down all the things that you appreciate or feel proud of when it comes to yourself.
And you know what? When you think about it, that's really not hard to do. Mm-hmm. We did an exercise. I do believe it was the first show.
Yeah.
Where we talked about things that we like about ourselves. And there's always something. Even if you're having one of those days where you're just like, blah, you can always find something that you like about yourself. And that's really good reassurance.
Yeah. Be it a talent, a feature. Yeah, Erin?
I need to remind everyone, too, that they are listening to After Dark on Cairo's number one hit music station. And to get in touch with us, 6163 in the SMS. Email afterdark@nileradioproduction.com. You can email us anytime, or you can check out Marwa's website if you do have some questions. It's marwaraka.com.
Thank you, Erin.
You're welcome. Continue.
All right. But if you're having trouble finding something nice to say about yourself, ask your friends. Literally, go and ask them. What do you like about me? Why do you hang out with me? Remind me of something good. Because I do have a friend of mine, actually, Khaled Salama. He's a very close friend of mine. And every time I have one of those steep downs where I just feel ugly and horrible and useless, and then he would start listing all the good things about me. And one time he posted it on my blog. So now it's for everybody to read.
That's good, though. You have to have a support group like that. You have to have people that care about you, especially during a breakup situation.
Exactly. And just try to remind yourself of your achievements. What have you achieved? The good things that you've done. The other feeling that is a killer is loneliness. Now, that's bad, because loneliness can make you do all the wrong things ever. All the mistakes happen because of loneliness. So this is an important part of the progress. You have to stay in contact with people. You have to have friends around you. And you have to have that around you all the time. You don't wait until the weekend is here and then you don't know what to do with yourself. You just have to plan for that. You just have to plan to be surrounded by people. And it's okay to reach out when you're miserable. It's okay to cry on someone's shoulder. It's very much okay. And remember, being single is a luxury. Don't miss that. Have a new hobby, go out, do something fun, enjoy your time. Don't just sit there and sulk.
Nope, I did actually, after my really horrible, awful breakup, a good friend of mine when I lived in Arizona, her name was Sierra, we actually went to pottery classes together. Lame, yes. Fun, yes.
Erin, I know now why we're friends. In one of my breakups, I took candle making classes and I almost set my house on fire.
There you go. I was going to reenact the whole entire ghost scene with the pottery. But all right, we're going to continue this conversation around the corner. Get you back to the music. It's Ben Folds 5 with Brick right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Stairs to her apartment. She is falling.
More hit music plays next.
Nile FM.
Live the adventure, meet the Incredibles, and enter Disney on Ice with Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Donald, Pluto, and much more. And spend amazing moments in the Disneyland Adventure from the 26th of June till the 23rd of July, Mondays off in the Cairo Stadium Covered Hall. For more info, 012-22-14-111, 012-02-11900, or 02-26-38-5000. Organized by Promoters, Media Sponsors, Nile and Nagum FM.
Her music rocks the dance floors. Yes, it is Shakira. For the first time in Egypt, you can download Shakira's full track songs and true tones on your mobile phone. Call our superstar line on 09000110 from any landline. Listen to Shakira's top hits and make them your favorite ringtones. Call now on 09000110. The Superstar Line, brought to you by Media.
You're listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.